The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, is warning that the United States' definitive policy is fighting Islam, Iran, and Shia Islam. The leader also criticized U.S. officials for claiming that Iran's policies in the region have led to the sanctions against Tehran. Muslims all around the world are celebrating Eid al-Mab'ath, the day when Prophet Muhammad was appointed to prophethood by God. The 27th of the month of Rajab on the lunar calendar marks the day when he was ordained. The event is one of the greatest occasions celebrated by Muslims. Israeli warplanes have once again carried out air raid against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip hours after shelling the coastal enclave. An elderly man and three children were injured as Israeli jets pounded Shijaiya area east of Gaza City. They also hit a Hamas security post in northern Gaza, destroying it completely. Double bomb explosions in the Syrian province of Homs have left 12 civilians dead and dozens more injured. The attacks occurred in the village of Muharram al-Fawghani. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bombings. New Zealand's UN ambassador has warned that the Daesh terrorist group is looking to increase its revenues following major defeats in Iraq and Syria. Gerard van Bohemen said ISIL wants to make more money from taxation, smuggling antiquities and kidnapping for ransom. People in the UK are voting in a series of nationwide elections dubbed as Britain's Super Thursday. Elections are taking place for the Scottish Parliament, the National Assembly of Wales, the Northern Ireland Assembly, and for 124 councils in England. Brits are also voting for assembly members, councillors, mayors, and police commissioners. The number of homeless people in Los Angeles in the U.S. state of California has jumped by nearly 6% over the past year. Authorities say 47,000 people are homeless, partly due to a historic housing shortage. They add that most of the county's homeless are without shelter. And Venezuela has begun the verification of nearly 2 million voters' signatures petitioning for a referendum on ousting President Nicolas Maduro. The center-right opposition presented the petition to the National Electoral Board, or CNE. Maduro says he would allow the referendum if the appeal is validated by the Electoral Commission.